Hi, baby. Have you come to listen to me tell you a story? I hope so, because I'm so fucking horny. I want to tell you one of my favorite secret fantasies. Are you ready? Pull out your cock and stroke it for me. Show me you're hard and ready to fuck. Good. Here we go. Reverend Father or Minister, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to call you. I just know this. I want you. I want to break you. I don't break through your moral code and want to corrupt you. I want you to know nothing but desire for me. And lucky for me, I know your dirty little secret. I know your secret little fantasy, and tonight I'm gonna test just how strong you are. But shh, you're not supposed to know that yet. Must be hard being a minister, having to be so good and moral all the time, especially being young and single. But I bet what you really want to do is just fuck all the women who come into your church. Maybe not all the women. Don't look so surprised. I told you, I know your little secret. But don't worry, I won't tell. I'll just have to show you that all those times you've watched me in church, I've been reading your mind, your dirty, kinky, nasty thoughts. But nowhere near as nasty as mine, Reverend. You're sitting at the computer and it's late. Your cock is hard in your hand as your eyes wash over the pictures of strangers fucking on your screen, and you really need to come so hard after the day you've had. Yo, fuck. Don't worry, just go open the door. It'll be worth it, I promise. You pull up your box of briefs and jeans back over your stiff, throbbing cock. Pull your shirt down over the tent in your pants and walk to the door and open it. And your cock jerks at the scene in front of you. Me, one of your congregants, and my friend who you've seen me bring to the church a few times. You wonder what two young girls, just 18, young, sweet, and fresh, still dressed in their Catholic school uniforms, are doing at your door at almost midnight. I told you I knew your secret fantasy, didn't I? Reverend, this is my friend Kelly. We're so sorry to bother you so late. It's just we really need someone to talk to. Something happened to you. You're the only one we know who can help. My voice is pleading and you instantly turn to minister mode, concerned for our welfare. Trying to ignore that little voice inside your head, the one starting to form the images of our naked, writhing bodies on your bed. You open the door for us and we brush past you as we walk into the apartment, our bodies for a split second sandwiching yours, the warmth of our bodies exciting you, the smell of our sweet skin lingering in the air. You watch us from behind as we walk towards your living room, our bodies young and firm and alluringly curving our short plaid skirts and tight white shirts straining against our breasts. And you catch yourself wondering how it would feel to slide your hands over my pert little ass, wondering what I'm wearing underneath my uniform, while you cup Kelly's firm round breasts in your other hand. Bad, bad minister. You wouldn't really take advantage of your position, would you? Of two innocent young Catholic schoolgirls. You follow us into the living room, and hearing you, we turn around and find you standing a little too close behind us. Reverend, we've done something so terrible. We really need your help. Would you? And I lean close into your body and whisper into you. Please take our confession. We've been really bad girls and need to atone for our sins. Please. We wouldn't bother you this late if it wasn't important. You can't refuse such a cry for help when you gesture toward the couch. And as we walk towards it, I turn around again. Reverend, would you mind putting on your collar? It would just make it so much easier to confess to you then, because we feel so safe with you. Needing to leave the room for a second to catch your breath and settle, you agree and walk into your bedroom to find your collar. Reaching into your wardrobe, you peek into the living room and watch us standing awkwardly in the living room, waiting for you, and you feel dirty for having such nasty thoughts. You touch your collar and walk back towards the living room, and you smile at us to relax us, and sit down on the couch, patting the two sides next to you. Sit down, girls, you say, and we fall on our knees in front of you, on either side of your legs, our clasped hands falling onto your thighs, our heads bowed. A jolt shoots through as you feel our bodies press up against your legs, but you try to concentrate as you start to hear me talk. We've been such bad little girls. We start to sob and you place your hand on each of our shoulders and say, relax, just start at the beginning. We both look up at you and say, Reverend, we've been so bad, we need to be disciplined for what we've done. And you ask, dying to know, what did you do? And Kelly finally speaks. She says, why don't we show you? In a movement, she reaches over and pulls me into her and pushes her mouth against mine. You can't believe your eyes as you watch us, two young girls kissing sensuously in front of you. You sit there with your mouth wide open as you watch us. Our lips press up against each other, pulling apart occasionally to watch as our tongues slide in each other's mouths. The slow movement of our hands creeping up between us, rubbing each other's breasts. And your cock has never been harder. Finally, we pull apart, but our hands still roaming all over each other's bodies. See, Reverend, we're such naughty, naughty girls. And I lean over and whisper in your ear, my hot breath are making you shiver. That's not all we did. I push Kelly onto the ground, onto her back, and she spreads her legs wide apart. You watched. She locks her eyes on yours as she slowly pulls her plaid skirt all the way up her thighs, burying her legs inch by inch till you see the line of her white cotton panties. I kneel in front of her and bending over my ass, pushing up against your legs. I push her skirt up and start rubbing her pussy over her panties, and her moans start to fill the air. You can't believe your eyes. I turn around and I smile at you wickedly. How's the fantasy working so far, Reverend? Tell me, what do you want me to do to her? Isn't this what you've always wanted? To these schoolgirls at your complete disposal. And as I say that, I wriggle my ass against your legs, making you spread them. I scoot further back. My ass grinds against your hard, throbbing cock. And you just moan. You want me to fuck your pussy with my tongue, Reverend? You want to see that? You close your eyes and groan against me. My ass continues to push up against your cock. You buck your hips, pressing into me. Open your eyes, Reverend. I promise you're going to want to watch this. I push Kelly's white panties aside, sliding a finger into my mouth. I get it wet and pull it out and slide it inch by slow inch into her tight little pussy. That's what you wanted to see, isn't it, Reverend? Me fucking her tight little pussy. Just like I'm gonna get you to fuck my tight little pussy later with your thick, hard cock. Those words, you groan and start fucking your crotch against my ass. I'm such a bad girl, aren't I, Reverend? First fucking another girl, now seducing a minister. Are you gonna punish me? You open your eyes again to see me bending down over Kelly's pussy with her legs wide, pushing her legs wide with my hand. I stick out my tongue and start to flick it over her clit. She begins to buck and moan, and the sounds fill the air. I turn around. Reverend, spank me. Tell me what a bad girl I've been. Spank me, then I promise I'll let you fuck me. Your cock is throbbing with the side of my ass in the air, still covered with my plaid skirt, grinding in front of you. You reach out and slide your hands under my skirt. Oh, yeah. Spank my ass, Reverend. Spank me because I'm such a naughty little slut. You can't believe that you're about to slap your hand over my white, firm ass. You lift your hand up and bring it down onto my ass. Ah, yeah. And then moan and arch my back, pressing my ass back against you. The sharp sting of your hand and the red mark on my ass is incredibly erotic. And watching the two bodies on the floor writhing in front of you, you can't help but lightly brush your hand over your cock. Your moan completely fills the room, causing me to stop and turn around. Kelly, I think we've teased him enough, don't you? I pull her up and we return to kneeling on either side of your legs, our hands again clasped, leaning on your thighs. Told you, Reverend, haven't we been very bad girls? We run our hands up the inside of your thighs and lightly brush over your throbbing cock. Oh, Reverend, you're so hard. You moan and fall back against the couch, unable to control any of your reactions. Kelly, I think we would be even better if we didn't help out a Reverend in need, don't you think? I reach to the top of your pants and pop the button and slowly pull the zipper down. I reach into your briefs and softly run my fingertips over the tip of your cock. Kelly starts to pull your pants off as I begin a slow, steady stroking of your thick, thick, hard cock, and you sit back. I climb up onto the couch and kneel on your side. Reverend, have you ever had two mouths worshipping your cock before? Kelly kneels on the other side, her hand running softly over your balls, and we lean towards each other and begin a long, wet, slow kiss. As we lower our mouths down, the breath catches in your throat, as we create a tunnel with our lips and slowly slide our mouth over the head of your cock. You like that, Reverend? Two girls sucking on your cock? How many times have you imagined it while you watch me sitting in the front row of your church? Did you know I've imagined fucking you in this very position in front of everybody? We move our mouths up and down your cock, sucking so tight, our tongues flicking against the side of your hard throbbing cock. My hand reaches down to slightly caress your balls, but all you feel is our hot, wet mouth stroking your cock up and down. I pull off for just a second and groan. Tell us we're such bad girls, Reverend. Tell us we're so fucking naughty and you have to punish us and spank us. We want you to spank us hard. Tell us the only way to atone for our sins is to suck you until you come deep into our mouths. I turn back to your cock, my lips locking with Kelly's again as we start to stroke up and down your cock faster. You lean back, the sight of two girls leaning over your cock, our sweet little asses in the air, pushes you slowly to the edge. You reach over and run one hand over each of our asses. Oh yeah, Reverend. And our moans vibrate on your cock. Spank us. tell us we're such naughty little sluts and need to be disciplined. You slap your hand across our asses, and we begin to suck you faster and faster. Oh, you like that, don't you, Reverend? That stiff morocco is a kinky, dirty, dirty man wanting nothing more to plunge his cock into my tired little pussy. But not yet. You promised us your cum. We start to take turns taping you deep into our mouths. And you moan the difference of our lips. Achilles' way of pumping your cock, sucking on the head. While I take you all the way down into my throat. Back of my throat, pressing up against the tip of your cock. I can feel the cum building in your balls, Reverend. Just as I take you into my mouth one last time, you feel a soft, wet finger slide deep into your ass. Oh, come for me, Minister, come for us. Lie back and open your eyes. Feel the cum build on your balls. Yeah, oh, my little sluts, if we open our mouths, stroking your cock hard. Your body jerks and your cum shoots out onto our stretched out tongues. We fight to slide our mouth over your hard throbbing cock. I fall back exhausted, our mouths linger, licking and sucking your cock. We both lean in and our breath hot on your neck. Reverend, you came so hard, but now it's our turn. Kelly pulls me down onto the floor and pushes me down onto my back. Reaching for my shirt, she rips it open and roughly starts sucking on my nipple through my lace bra. Oh, God. Pushing my legs wide apart with her leg, she pulls my skirt all the way up to my waist and pushes my lace G aside and slams a finger deep into my wet, dripping pussy. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm so wet from sucking on your cock. You sit back and can't believe how rough she is. Her grunts as she sucks on my nipples and fucks my pussy hard with her fingers. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, her finger feels so fucking good inside me. Bucking up against her hand. Oh, her mouth drops over my clit. Oh, God. She pushes my knees up so you can get a view. She pulls her finger out of my pussy and starts rubbing it with her mouth. Oh, God. Oh, I look at you on the couch and call Reverend, come help me, please. I want your thick, long fingers fucking me. You can't help but crawl onto the floor. Kelly moves aside as you kneel for a moment, looking down at my dripping, wet, pulsing pussy. I grind softly and you find yourself lifting my legs over your head as you lean down and slowly lick your tongue over my clit, tasting my sweet, young, fresh juices. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, Reverend, fuck my pussy with your tongue. Yeah. Yeah, Reverend. Yeah. Oh, you love me calling you that. Oh, and the desire takes over you. Stop sucking my hard little clit for plunging your finger deep into my pussy. Oh, God. You can't believe how tight I am. I can't wait to get your cock deep inside me. Oh, you suck. Oh, my clit's so hard. Oh, my God, you're gonna make me come. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, God, I'm coming. Oh, yeah, Reverend. Oh, fuck my pussy. Oh my God. Help me. I flood your mouth, my Jesus. You lick up every drop. You look over to the side and see Kelly lying on her back playing with herself. You crawl over me and say we should help her. I pull up and crawl towards her, straddling over her face in a 69. So I leak my way down her body. Pushing her legs wide, I plunge my tongue into her light, tight little cunt. And she groans. And you say to her, what can I do? And she says, I want to watch you fuck her. And I turn around. Yes, Reverend Michael, I want you to fuck me. I want you to make me your personal little slut. You look at me bent over. Oh, yeah. Your thick, hard cock pressed up against the opening of my pussy. I say, wait. Are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to fuck my tight little Asian pussy? Oh, you disrespect me for being such a naughty little kinky girl. Came here to see you and seduce you. And as I ask, I push back against the tip of your cock, pressing against my tight little hole. Say you love it. Say you love fucking your little slut. Yeah? Oh, God. Oh, Reverend, you're so fucking hot. Yeah. Yeah, this time I say, fuck me, Reverend. You grab my hips and you slam your cock deep into my tight little pussy. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Your cock is so fucking thick. Oh, you pull back and slam once more deep into me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. You like having your cock deep inside me, Reverend? You like fucking me when I'm sucking another girl's pussy? Oh, God. You pull back and start fucking me with long, wet strokes. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, what a kinky little minister you are. If only you knew. If only then you... You had two girls fucking you in your apartment right now, with your collar still around your neck, with your cock buried deep inside me when I fuck another girl with my tongue. Oh, God. Then you right now. You're fucking me hard. Kelly was reaming your ass softly with her finger. Yeah? And just as you slam deep inside me. Oh, her finger slides deep into your ass. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm gonna come so hard. I'm gonna come on your cock so hard, Reverend. And I want you to shoot your cum deep inside me. Then I want you to watch as it drips out of my pulsing pussy into Kelly's mouth. Oh, God. Fuck me hard. Fuck me, Reverend. I'm gonna come so hard. Fuck you. No, oh, tight little salon's pussy. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Oh, come on. Kelly fucks your ass with her finger. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, my tight little pussy. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, yeah, Reverend. Oh, Michael. Oh. Oh, God, yeah, oh, shit, oh, come inside me now, come inside me, yeah, oh, God, yeah, oh, God, come inside, oh, such a little slut, yeah, oh, I can feel your cum flee up my pussy, oh, God, you come so hard, oh, yeah. Your hot white cum filling up my tight little hole. Yeah. Oh, and you pull up. Sit to the side as you watch my pussy pulse and throb, so the little drop of your cum falls out into Kelly's waiting mouth. I crawl after him, pull her up, sliding my tongue into her mouth, tasting you. Oh, I have a feeling, Reverend, this isn't the last time we'll be coming to you for our confession from now on.